Sunraysia, River 1467, live and local with Jace. It's U2's Elevation at 10 to 8 with all the latest new sport weather coming up for you next. But on the line, live from Canberra, Federal MP, Dr. Anne Webster. Very good morning to you, Anne.
Good morning, Jason. How are you?
Yeah, good. Thanks for calling through this morning.
Absolute pleasure.
Now, I want to first and foremost ask you the question, or make it, you know, common sense prevail a little bit on Friday, I think, coming out of a rigid lockdown for the region. Still a few questions relating to whether or not we're in the right ballpark at this point in time, but just wanted to get your perspective. What are your thoughts?
Well, I don't think we are in a reasonable place yet.
Okay.
I think businesses in regional Victoria should be open, period. We have had no COVID. There is no evidence of any COVID. There's no surge testing of any COVID. Melbourne is fundamentally locked down, which is appropriate. Whether it should be as locked down as hard as it is for those who make those decisions. However, regional Victoria, we have gyms who are losing $25,000 a week and have 30 people out of work. That's Club Aquarius is specifically in that situation. And I feel for every one of those employees and John Hollywood, who's been communicating with me. We have people who are not able to travel for loved ones. We have someone in Horsham whose husband had a serious accident last week in ICU in Queensland, not allowed to go see him.
Yep.
You know, we have no COVID. I think we need to remember that and to keep our sense of perspective that the strains that have been the hyperbole around the beast strain of Delta in Melbourne, I think is unhelpful. It continues to promulgate an attitude of fear. Yes, we need to be sensible. Yes, we need proportionality. And I believe that that ought to come from the federal government.
Right.
Commonwealth criteria of what a hotspot is and therefore lockdowns that are targeted and measured. That means that our economy can keep moving and people can keep living their lives. Yeah. Kids can go to school, you know?
There is a difference in opinions when it comes to, I guess, what constitutes a hotspot and the trigger point
right.
to activate a lockdown between state government and federal. Where's the trigger sit, do you think, honestly?
Well, it would certainly appear that Victoria is heading for an elimination strategy. Until they have elimination, then, you know, they're not happy.
Yep.
And it doesn't matter what the cost is. While the federal government came to the party and provided funding for JobKeeper, JobSeeker, basically saved Victoria's backside, the reality is that we need a national definition that is adhered to, and it's not adhered to. The states have their own versions, and they promulgate fear. I mean, we have Northern Territory closing to Mildura residents.
Crazy.
The Finke Desert Race. You know,
yeah.
I've been working over the weekend with colleagues in Northern Territory and in the PMO seeking to get some common sense around that decision that we have no COVID. Look, people could get tested. There are ways and means to ensure that we're not putting communities at risk. Nobody wants to do that, but we don't have common sense. We have fear.
Yeah. Also, a lot of confusion at the moment between crossing from Victoria into New South Wales. I mean, we've got Sesame Street here. They want to move out to the Wentworth Showgrounds. It's pointless them doing that if they can't get a crowd. And interestingly, Services New South Wales and New South Wales Police aren't even on the same page at this point in time. I think we'll find out a little bit more later on, but surely there needs to be just a standardised approach to this.
Well, I think what we have here, Sesame Street, it's so apt that it's a circus, you know.
Yeah.
It is a circus, and
yes.
I think what we have is states reacting to other states. So Victoria, because its language has been so, you know, quite extreme in this last couple of weeks, I think other states are more prone to likewise put the brakes on in terms of what would normally be a sensible response. You know, New South Wales has shown itself to have targeted, measured approaches all the way through since after Ruby Princess, which was a horrible shock for the New South Wales government. It then got its act together. Northern Beaches alone was locked down. The border issue for our border residents is extremely frustrating and unnecessary when we have lived in this bubble situation for 12 months now, albeit with a lot of difficulties that just shouldn't be there.
Yeah. Want to get to, you're currently in Canberra. One of the things you've done while you're down there is check out the hydrogen fuel lab. And potentially in the future, we could be talking about a product called H70. What was that like, checking out that fuel station?
Look, it was very exciting. I want to thank Rebecca Wells, the CEO of the Mallee Regional Innovation Centre. This was an organised trip. I was going to be there. Mallee Regional Innovation was going to be there. Other people, Mildura Regional Development, et cetera, were all coming over. We're going to be looking at this together. So I felt incredibly sad that Mildura residents couldn't come. But it was fascinating. I met up with Miranda Taylor, who's the CEO of NERA, National Energy Resources Australia, and we were talking about the hydrogen cluster network, which the federal government and state governments have been funding to get hydrogen development occurring in our region. And I'm really thrilled that the Mallee Regional Innovation Centre has been funded to certainly work in this space. We've also got commercial interest, which is the key part, of course. This has to be industry and government together. It was fascinating seeing how solar energy was captured and put through an electrolyzer. There were sand pits, I can tell you there were valves. Don't I sound like really technically savvy? I'm not. But I found it incredibly interesting. And to know that the ACT government has 200 cars that are currently being fueled by hydrogen is very encouraging. You know, we need to be encouraged. This is possible. And in Mallee, where we have so much renewable energy already, the hydrogen development is the next best for us. And so I'm very excited about this. And we'll continue to work with the players to ensure that Angus Taylor has our ear and that we can move forward.
Looking forward to hearing more about that. And great to have you on the line this morning. We'll catch up with you in about 2 weeks' time.
Lovely. Look forward to it. Thanks, Jason.
All right. Enjoy your week. Thanks so much, Anne. River1467.com.au for the latest Sunray.